plagued a potential nugget.
And you spoke about your Fauji background.
Yes.
I'm also curious about how people's formative years shaped them. In your case, if you were to say, what are the two, three things that have really shaped you and your attitudes to life?
That's very correct. I feel that when you are young and you are impressionable, whatever virtues are imbibed in you, they go a long way. And I always say that your team is never what you want them to be. It is who you are. And my father always led with examples. So did my mother. So we had role models within the house. Army upbringing and the qualities, first, of course, like I said, time management, the punctuality, because there is always an organized timetable and duty is assigned a day ahead. You know what is going to happen tomorrow. So the preparation for tomorrow, that has come in very handy, even if I align it to my sports training or I align it to my management of paralysis. So if I have worked and planned my day one day ahead, I am stress-free because I'm prepared for the next day. So this is one quality. And the major one is contingency planning. If plan A fails, how to quickly switch to plan B? So when you are not dependent on just one plan, you definitely don't give up on life. You immediately open the next door and you walk through that and you start working on your plan B. And there is always a very self-motivated, very self-confident, fearless attitude that Army gives you. Because you're always prepared for the unseen. Whether it's a war-like situation or you are dealing with ammunition, you are training for a war-like training. It's a very accident-prone job. And if you really look at it, your life is always at stake. So you're prepared for the accidents. And I think that is something which helped me prepare myself for this huge accident of losing my lower power in the limbs and moving on with the life.
I'm reminded of the movie The Martian, directed by Ridley Scott, where Matt Damon plays the main character. In the movie, Matt Damon's character is accidentally left behind on Mars, assumed to be dead by his crew. The film is about his struggle to survive and how he solves one problem at a time, keeps his hope, and eventually gets back to Earth. Planning for tomorrow and living one day at a time is a great insight. The related point to make is that we often go through life-changing situations where our sense of identity gets profoundly shifted. Enough studies have proved that for us to embrace a new identity, the most effective way is to start taking baby steps, one at a time in that direction, rather than trying to cognitively overcome it. In that context, Deepa talking about living one day at a time and planning for option B and option C is a great insight to bear in mind as we go through our journeys. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. You might find the curated playlist section on the website relevant, as I've tried to break things down into nuggets by theme. It might help you to get to the content that you might find relevant efficiently. If you find the content purposeful, please take a moment, rate and review on iTunes. It will help others benefit from this content. Bye now.